Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 275. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Tokyo Police Club. That song is called Hot Tonight, and that's on the band's new album, Force Field, which will be out next week, March 25th, on Mom and Pop Records. It's a very slick affair. I think the pop songs work very well, but I don't know, there's not a lot of tooth to that album, and maybe that's the point. But give that one a listen, see if that one works for you. I've got lots of music for you this week, more than that'll fit into the half-hour slot if I keep talking, so I better hurry up and move on. Here's a track by Lawrence Kansas's Muscle Worship.
Waiting to see. still count?
If after we talked,
does it still count?
If I got a ride home,
does it still count?
If I only use soap,
does it still count?
If I didn't feel sad as I thought I would, if it didn't hurt,
does it still count?
If I thought it was a dream,
does it still count?
If I didn't scream, I thought he felt bad,
does it still count?
If I saw him after that,
does it still count?
If I wasn't awake,
does it still count?
If I was on a date,
does it still count?
If I thought I wanted it,
does it still count?
If it lasted a minute,
track there. That is The Oz from Vancouver, BC with the song Does It Still Count? And that's on the band's forthcoming album, Corey's Coat Hangers, which comes out on March 25th on Jigsaw Records. That band happily describes themselves as just a pop band, but there's a lot of dark undercurrent there, and I'm really digging that. I will see them live playing at the Indie Tracks Festival in England later this summer, but more on that some other time. Before that, we heard from Water Liars, a band from Oxford, Mississippi, with the song Ray Charles' Dream. That is on the band's self-titled album, which came out February 4th of this year on Big Legal Mess. And I think they're on tour. Of course, it's South by Southwest time, and everybody is on tour heading back from the festival. And we started that set off with Muscle Worship with the song Gone Before Da Gone. That is from the band's self-titled album, self-released back in March of last year, 2013. That band features members of Ad Astra, members of Proud and Tall, and lots of Kansas City and Lawrence bands of past, making a noisy racket there. I caught them a few weeks ago at the Art Studios Closet, and you can find photos of that night on Too Much Rock. I guess I should let you know the podcast works. It's pretty simple. I don't go out and pick songs that I think I want to play every week. I just play exactly the new music that I received. I get music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. It's that simple. But hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, make a great new podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. As I said, we're tight for time here, so let's jump right into another track here. This is a band called Dot.
Maybe I froze at the next thing I knew. our days in a land of parking lots and highways, and what will we do with our thoughts amidst highways and parking lots?
Maybe fall in love, maybe just fall, maybe hang around with one and all.
Maybe fall in love, maybe just fall, maybe hang around with one and all.
The good, the bad, and the middle path have all disappeared into thin air. What happened to men's will and God's wrath? Well, maybe I don't know, maybe I don't care, but I've been coming up with a plan. I've been working in the shade, the way that man made man. It's the way that a new man will be made.
But what are we to do with our days in a land of parking lots and high? Parking lots.
Maybe fall in love, maybe just fall, maybe hang around with one and all.
Maybe fall in love, maybe just fall, maybe hang around with one and all.
That's not gonna break if you don't. I'm not gonna give you the scheme, not in this song, I won't.
But what are we to do with our days in a land of parking lots and highways? And what will we do with our thoughts amidst highways and parking lots?
Maybe fall in love, maybe just fall, maybe hang around with one and all.
Maybe fall in love, maybe just fall, maybe hang around with one and all.
Ah, that last one reminds me so much of Jonathan Richman, and that's a very good thing. That is Stanley Brinks and the Wave Pictures, a collaboration there. You may remember a song I played from a single a few weeks back. This is called Parking Lots, and it's from their new album called Gin, released on March 3rd on FICA Records. And before that, I couldn't help but throw in another one from FICA. That is Cosigns with the song Disclosed Stories. That's on the 7-inch Commuter Love. That's the B-side there, and the A-side is this really great stomper, but I thought this one might fit into the podcast a little better. You're going to have to wait for that one. It's not out until May 12th, but I couldn't help but throw it in a bit early. And before that, we start off with Dot with the song Love You Too. That is from the album Swoon, which came out back in December on Graveface Records, a band from Galway in Ireland there. So, hey, it was an all-UK sort of set there. Who knew? Well, I'm running out of time here. I guess I need to get some business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 275. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Looking ahead at the concert calendar, lots of things coming up. Tonight is Entrance Band and Lala's playing at Record Bar. Speedy Ortiz playing at Czar Bar on the 19th, but Dead Girls are no longer on that bill. It's a little sad there. On the 20th, Black Actress is playing with the Bad Ideas at Record Bar. The 22nd, you've got Rev Gusto playing at the Brick, or Tim Casher is playing a house show somewhere in town. I can't say where, but if you hunt, you'll figure that one out. The 16th, Skaters are playing at Czar Bar. The 31st, everyone is going to St. Vincent at Liberty Hall. And then you got the two big fests coming up on the 4th through the 6th, both Center of the City Fest playing at Vandals / Black and Gold, or the Middle of the Map Fest all over Westport. The 12th, Shervon has a show at the Brick. The 22nd, Richard Buckner is playing another house show. I can't tell you where it is, but hunt and find out, and it's $20 a person, but hey, it's Richard Buckner. The 28th, an early morning show, Hold Steady is playing at the Tank Room at their Eggs and Kegs, I think is what they call that. And then the later that night, they're playing with Dear Chick at the Granada, and you know I will be there. Looking way ahead, May 9th, you've got Dandy Warhols at the Riot Room. That'll be a crazy show. The 13th, Slayer at the Uptown, or Matt Pond PA at the Record Bar. The 16th Pagan Fest is coming to Riot Room. That is going to be crazy because I don't even think Corporlani, who is headlining like the five-band bill, can even fit in the Riot Room. So crazy. The 18th is probably the best show you'll ever see this year. Perfect Pussy playing with Potty Mouth and the Bad Ideas and someone else as well at the Czar Bar. And then way out in June, I see Swearin coming to the Riot Room on the 1st. So lots of things coming up here soon. I guess this week in Too Much Rock, I did catch a hardcore show at Czar Bar featuring Rotting Out, No Bragging Rights, Beautiful Ones, Heart to Heart, and you can find photos and my account of that show on the Too Much Rock website. All right, well, let's get to the final track of the week, which is, of course, the Mills Record Song of the Week, or I guess in their defense, Album of the Week. I get to pick the song. It is the new album from The War on Drugs. The album is called Lost in the Ocean, and the song I'm going to play is called Eyes to the Wind. It's a Philadelphia band on Secretly Canadian, and the album comes out today, because that's how the Mills Recording Company Album of the Week works. You can go stop by Mills today, pick up a vinyl copy of this album, and it'll be $1 off if you tell them that you heard it on Too Much Rock. It is an interesting album that does a lot of strange things. I mean, sometimes I feel like it's almost Pink Floyd. Sometimes it's almost Don Henley. It's an odd album, but it's definitely has those psychedelic undertones on the whole thing. But it's very orchestrated, and it's a very complex built album. So give this song a listen, give that album a listen, and if you dig it, save $1. Go to Mills Recording Company, tell them you heard it on Too Much Rock, and pick it up. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Run down here at the moment. as the river splits the undertow. But I'd be lying to myself if I said I didn't mind, leave it hanging on the line, lost inside my head.